The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Friday, and this is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And you know, on Friday, I'm always pleased and excited to have my friend now, Dr. Rebecca Gibbons from Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. She's always giving me little tips, health tips and things on the side. So good morning, Dr. Gibbons. Yes. Dr. Rebecca, I was about to say.
No, that's okay. You can call. That's what some of my patients call me, Dr. Rebecca.
They do. Okay.
Dr. G, Dr. Gibbons.
Oh,
you know,
I just answer to
anything. We aren't too formal you know, at our clinic, but we like to have fun, but at the same time treat, you know, and make people's lives a lot better.
I mean, I think this should be your lovely day.
Yes,
it should
lovely
be the theme
day.
Song. Friday, yes. It's beautiful.
Friday, it's beautiful outside. It's almost the weekend.
Yeah.
And it's springtime.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about, for someone maybe that doesn't know your practice or know about you, maybe a little bit of your background and what you do at Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola.
So I am an acupuncture physician and also a registered nurse. I've been a registered nurse for almost 20 years now, and then I've been practicing acupuncture and traditional Chinese medicine for over 10 years now.
Wow.
So we have a clinic here in Pensacola where we specialize in treating chronic conditions, kind of the more difficult to treat things, also some acute injuries as well, and dry needling. So, and what I mean by chronic conditions is that we treat a lot of people that have kind of tried everything else, or just maybe they don't want to be on certain medications or have surgery or injections. So we treat a lot of people with chronic pain, arthritis, peripheral neuropathy, autoimmune issues, and infertility.
Wow.
Yeah.
That covers just about everything, doesn't it?
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, and acupuncture helps to get more to the root of the problem. So it may take a little bit longer. It's not just like a quick fix. We want to get to the root of the problem. So I tell my patients, especially when they first come in, I want to see you a lot so we can make a change in the body. It's kind of like training for a marathon. You know, you have to be consistent. You have to have kind of a lifestyle change as well, not just the acupuncture treatments, but you have to also, you know, hold yourself accountable and show up for yourself. But we don't want to see you later on in life. You know, we want to see you a lot in the beginning, but our goal is to help you live life and enjoy life and not just, you know, kind of exist and live with pain. You don't have to live with pain. You don't have to live with stress and all that disruption in your life.
Well, it sounds like very much a whole health approach.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's not okay. You can do the acupuncture, but then it really makes a difference if you also complement that with diet, exercise.
Yes.
And then I think you also have some other treatments that you have at your center.
Yeah. And we incorporate some other treatments such as ozone, which is an antibacterial, antiviral. So we help with, especially this time of year, allergies. So it's an ozone therapy. And then we also incorporate ATP bioresonance therapy, which is a small microcurrent, and we pair it together with the acupuncture treatments that we do. And it just helps to calm the nervous system, build the immune system, regulate hormones as well. So we'll use it with some of our women that are having hormone dysregulation or infertility as well.
Oh, okay. That's fascinating to me. I'm not familiar with that, but just your description of it, I'm thinking, this might be something I'd like to try.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a pretty rewarding when you see, like, this week, we had a patient come in, because usually when we help women with that are suffering from, struggling with infertility or going through IVF. You know, we help to get them pregnant, and they're, we usually see them through the first trimester, but then we don't really see them that after, you know, because they're out living, they're having the baby and everything. So it was really neat this week. We had a patient come back, and she brought in the baby.
Oh, how wonderful.
So it made it so rewarding, because you know, a lot of times you're hearing, like, I have this ache, this is happening, and you know, there's a lot of frustration with medicine and treating people, but that was a great win.
Wow.
So we hear a lot of that, we see a lot of that, you know, and we'll see, like, I have a patient that used to come in with a cane because they had really unsteady gait and pain in their feet and everything. And then the other day they forgot their cane because they were walking out. Okay.
Oh,
you know,
my goodness.
So those are like the good things.
Yeah.
Good
very
wins.
Gratifying, I would think.
Yeah. Yeah.
But again, you mentioned it right off the bat. It's about getting to the problem,
yeah.
not just putting a Band-Aid on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why Tylenol only works for so long.
Right.
No offense to Tylenol,
no.
but you've really got to get to the root of the problem.
Right. You know, you can't be driving around with a Band-Aid over your check engine light, you know, so it can only go for so long before you're at the side of the road, you know, and your body will compensate for many things, for different pains and for different aches and everything. But it is, our body does have warning lights and check engine lights. And sometimes we're really good at ignoring it until we, you know, really break down. But a lot, and we see a lot of those patients, you know, and they're finally like, I realize I do have to stop and get better. And that's when they, you know, come to us and then we see them a lot and then we get them back out there, you know, enjoying life. Yeah.
Talking this morning with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. If you've got a question about maybe something that's an ache or a pain you might have, could acupuncture work for that? Or maybe you have some other thoughts or comments, just text it in at 850-437-1620. So now talk a little bit about acupuncture itself. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this before, but maybe someone, I've heard of it, it's this woo-woo thing.
Yeah.
You know, they don't
really
know what it is. Can you talk about, so we have a new patient. What is it exactly? Yeah. How does it work?
So acupuncture comes from a traditional Chinese medicine, or sometimes it's called Eastern medicine. And it is a 3,000-year-old medicine. And it looks at the body holistically. So we're not just looking at, okay, it's just low back pain, or we're not just looking at, it's just migraines. Because people will come in and they'll have different symptoms. Say you'll have low back pain, but they may have different symptoms where it radiates or it goes down into the groin or something like that. That's different than another person will come in.
Mm-hmm.
So our type of medicine looks at the body in a different way. So what we will do is treat with acupuncture, and what acupuncture does, it helps to release different neurotransmitters. It helps to increase blood flow. It helps the body to heal. It just kind of gives it that right foundation and the right soil in order for it to heal, because the stress of living can stop those natural processes from happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we activate those natural processes with acupuncture, then the body is able to heal. It's a little bit slower process, or it's a little bit slower process, how can I put this, than feeling it than, say, like an injection would be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because your body is naturally turning over cells and it's increasing blood flow, you know, by itself.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to train it to get back to that natural state.
Oh, that makes so much sense. It really does. So, of course, you probably get this question all the time.
Mm-hmm.
What if I have a fear of needles?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I've had acupuncture done before, and it was very relatively painless for me. And I wasn't sure when I first walked in, but talk about that a little bit, too, to maybe assuage somebody's fears.
Yeah, everybody has those, you know, everybody's gone to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
They've had those big needles. The needles for acupuncture are completely different. They are almost like a cat whisker, like the thin.
That's
thin,
a great description.
Yeah. So
Super thin.
Yes, because we want to be very specific, because there's about 400 different acupuncture points on the body.
Really?
So we want to be very specific in getting the correct area of the body so we can activate those natural processes. So you may feel like a little prick sometimes, you know, if you've had a mosquito bite or something like that. But I always tell my patients, if after 5 or 10 seconds you still feel it or it feels uncomfortable, then let me know. I can pull it back or pull it out. But we're here to allow you to stay in a calm state.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want, you know, it to be stressful, because if it's stressful, then the body's not going to heal. You're going to produce cortisol. You're
right.
going to be like,
because it defeats the
yeah,
purpose
you're
of the
be
whole
sitting
treatment.
There. Can you take these needles out?
Right,
when is this session done? When is this treatment done? When is it done? So what we do, we place the needles in, make sure everything is comfortable, and depending on the person and what they're coming in for, we specifically place them in certain areas.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, I call it a needle prescription. So if I place one needle in here and another needle in here, they'll kind of talk to each other or activate different systems in the body. So then we leave those in for about 25 minutes, and then afterwards we take them out. There's really no downtime. I tell people, you know, you don't have to change activity. I may recommend, if somebody is overdoing it, you know, okay, you know, when you do start to feel better, and I have a problem with this too, if when you start to feel better, you want to like make up for lost time.
Yeah, that sounds very familiar.
Yes, and then you wear yourself out.
That's
and then
right.
We're starting
and
then you
sort of undid what you just did to get better and get stress-free.
Exactly. But a lot of people are like, can I drive after? And I said, yep, no problem. And, you know, you don't want to adjust any medications unless you're talking to the doctor that you're that prescribe the medications. But when you start to feel better, then you talk to your doctor and maybe you can decrease it or adjust. So a lot of our patients that have chronic pain have had results where they have been able to decrease certain medications. And so that's always a plus, you know, when they can, because a lot of times they don't like the side effects of the medications that they're on.
Oh, sure. Yeah. If anything to get off medications would be great. And if it's something that also relieves pain as well and de-stresses, it's kind of a win-win-win-win-win.
Right. Yeah, because pain is stress. I mean, when you're in chronic pain, you can't. I have a patient currently that, you know, he's in chronic pain and he had to shut down his business. You know, he couldn't.
No.
So it really, pain and all these other issues that people come in for treatment, you know, really disrupt your life. And that's kind of being a nurse in the hospitals for so long, that became a mission of mine, you know, because we started seeing people as, you know, just a revolving door, you know, and I think Western medicine has so many tools, but sometimes there's holes where it falls short that Eastern medicine can help with.
Well, the thing about the Eastern medicine, too, that my experience has been is typically the practitioners take more time with you.
Yeah.
And it is much more of a whole body approach.
Yes.
And unfortunately, and God bless our physicians, but they are stressed out, too, and trying to get all their patients in.
Yep.
And I mean, it's just the way it is today. So it's hard to even get a good quality time with a physician anymore.
Right.
So I think that's one of the things, too, that's very helpful.
Yeah. And we tend to see our patients multiple times, you know, throughout the month. And sometimes during the week, I'm able to adjust, okay, if this isn't working or if we're hitting a plateau or we need to adjust the treatments a little bit, you know, then there's that constant communication. And that's another thing that I noticed as a nurse in the hospitals is that it's difficult to communicate, get a hold of the doctors because they are so busy.
Mm-hmm.
So this is definitely another approach to healthcare. And we also work, you know, with doctors if we need to, and give notes, or if physical therapy and chiropractor and everything. So, you know, it is more of a holistic approach. There can be a multi-dimensional approach to your health. It doesn't have to just be this, or this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's important especially with all the different illnesses and ailments and everything that are going on.
Well,
these days, yeah.
And we also have a tendency to do all or nothing, you know, black or white, something
one
way or the other. So the other thing that's not good about your acupuncture wellness of Pensacola is that you have that experience with Western medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that you're abandoning one for the other. You're able to use that knowledge in addition to what you do with the Eastern medicine.
Yeah, it's so important, I think, to incorporate both.
Mm-hmm.
I know some people are very frustrated with Western medicine, but I think it's just a different approach that we have to take to, you know, integrating, you know, what you're doing outside of going to see the doctor or coming to see me. Or, you know, you have to look at, you know, what is your stress? Because stress is the biggest thing. And, you know, if you don't take care of yourself or put your oxygen mask on first, then, you know, nobody's going to benefit.
That's so true. Talking with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons this morning with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. If you have a comment or a question, just text it in to us this morning. So, yeah, I think that it's amazing that you have both, because that makes me feel confident in a way to know that someone, if I mention a medication, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You're familiar with the current practices.
Yeah. And there's always going to be the nurse in me, you know, and advocating for health and advocating, you know, did you ask your doctor this question? Or, you know, what is, you know, if I can't answer it from my background or have a good suggestion, I'm always, you know, we'll always try to find the answer for you, because the more knowledge you have about your own health, that's best. Yeah.
Oh, great. Well, we just got a very interesting question from John, my friend John. Can acupuncture help with things like numbness in your fingers and hands when chiropractic help has not helped?
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that before.
Yeah, we see a lot of people, especially like with peripheral neuropathy, is something that will cause numbness, or there can be a compression in the cervical or the neck. A lot of people have been in accidents, or even the type of work that you've done over the years can cause some compression. And so it might be pushing on a nerve or compressing a nerve, so that signal is not going to the hands. So, yes, definitely. I would say 60 to 70% of our patients probably have some kind of neuropathy or numbness or tingling or that prickly feeling either in their hands or their feet. It's very common, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. And as you get older too, I would imagine, right?
Yeah. And there's different reasons.
Asking for a friend.
There's somebody that you might know
that has a little bit. Yeah. Because my hands and feet get cold.
Yes. Yep.
And so that's a new thing lately. But I also think it's fascinating to me that the acupuncture, it's almost as if the electricity has been blocked in a way.
Yep.
And so then you're opening up that blockage.
Yep.
Does that make sense? Okay.
Because either it can be like a nerve problem. And so the nerves are like our map of our body. And so they're sending signals to every other system. So they're going to send a signal to your cardiovascular system, like, hey, we need more blood flow here. And so a lot of times I see a lot of women with cold hands and cold feet. There's either a blood circulation, or, you know, the nerves are just not sending that message. Hey, this is what we need for our feet and our hands. Yeah.
Oh, very interesting. So great question, John. Thank you so much for sending that in. If you've got a question for Dr. Rebecca Gibbons, 850-437-1620. So talk a bit about the clinic. What are your hours and how can people get a hold of you?
Yeah, so you can give us a call and set up a consultation with me. So when you set up a consultation, we'll meet, I'll talk to you. It's about a half an hour. We'll go over your health history, what everything that's going on, what goals are you wanting to achieve, you know, through treatment. Are you wanting to feel better? Are you wanting to get pregnant? Are you wanting this, you know? So we get more specific on what I can help you with. And sometimes people are like, I just want to be out of pain. I just want to walk. I just want to garden. I just want to, you know, and when
simple things,
yes,
really.
Yeah, but it's like, it's life, you know? You don't feel purposeful when you're just sitting around in a chair all day, and you can't.
Yeah,
and you're exhausted.
The fatigue
and tired.
Is one of the, once you start getting into pain, chronic pain,
yes,
and then the fatigue follows that, then the depression, is sort of like this domino effect.
Yes. And then you don't even realize like how miserable you really feel because you've been living it for so long. So after the consultation, I'll recommend, you know, what we need to do, what treatment is like, answer any questions. And then usually the same day we can start treatment. So you would want to just give us a call. Our number is 850-530-1028. And typically we take appointments Monday through Thursday. Friday is by appointment only. And then you can also look at our website. It has a lot of information about the different disorders, diseases, and everything that we do treat. And that's awpensacola.com. And so after that, you know, we'll go over specifically what treatment looks like, mm-hmm. how frequently we need to see you. And if there's something that I feel like we can't treat or we can't get you to the goal that you're wanting, I'll be upfront with you. You know, I don't want you going in to any surprises or mm-hmm. anything like that. Or if I feel like, okay, you need maybe an MRI or you need, you know, something,
right.
you know, before we do anything, you mm-hmm. know, and that's why it's so important for, you know, for me to meet with you in person. A lot of people try and say stuff over the phone, but I don't diagnose over the phone. We have to meet in person.
Is there a fee for that? The first consultation?
Usually $30 for the consultation. But in March we're waiving that fee.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
We should have said that right up front.
Yes. Yes. We're waiving the fee. So,
excellent.
Yeah. So the consultation fee, is free in March. So even if you have questions, you mm-hmm. know, it's nothing, you don't have to start treatment that day. Or if you're going out of town, we have a lot of people that just want to know what their options are. And then I'm able to tell you, and then you can just make a decision from there if you know, if we're a good fit.
So, very good.
Yeah.
So are there any limitations as far as age or weight or
no
anything like that?
You know, we treat, I think my youngest patient has been 4 years old.
Wow.
And actually, I have seen some babies with digestive issues because that's usually the biggest thing. And then I had a patient that, and he's still alive. I'm not saying that I had, but he's still here. but he was 103.
No kidding.
Yes.
Good for him.
Yes. Yeah, still driving, everything.
Wow.
He was very proactive on his health. And
interesting.
Very, so
that's a great endorsement.
Oh my gosh, he was great. He was somebody that I'm like, I want to be like you when I grow
yes,
up, like very active, everything. Mm-hmm. So, yep.
Excellent.
Yeah. And then really not a lot of contraindications that we have for treatment because the medicine is so, it's so specific for each person. Like mm-hmm. the treatment plans are individualized for each person.
Right.
There's not a lot of people that, you know, we can't treat. There's certain things that, you know, it's better at treating. And then, like I said, if I feel like we can't help you, I'll let you know or refer you to somebody that maybe can.
Well, and that's really great that mm-hmm. you do that.
Yeah.
That makes a big difference too.
Yeah.
And it creates that trust.
Yeah.
And a relationship.
Yeah.
So that's what's really good. Okay, so I'm talking this morning with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. You mentioned the ozone therapy, and are there mm-hmm. other therapies that you do as well in addition to the acupuncture?
Yeah, so we'll do, sometimes people will come in for ozone just for like immune boosting mm-hmm. or allergies, but we also do something called ATP, bioresonance therapy, and that helps a lot with the nervous system as well, like for peripheral neuropathy or any type of pain and inflammation. It can really help calm the body down. So a lot of times we'll pair that with the acupuncture, and that really helps to kind of make the treatments a little bit more powerful and we see results faster when we add it, when the patient is needing it.
Oh, it's all so interesting, but also mm-hmm. Can be so worthwhile.
Yes.
Worthwhile. Yeah. Okay, I've been talking this morning with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. Got a minute or so left. Do you want to just give out all your information?
Sure.
And you're waiving the initial fee in March?
Yes. So
the consultation fee?
For consultation
fantastic.
Fee is typically $30, but we're waiving it. And then so we are on North 9th Avenue, so 670 6706 North 9th Avenue. We're in Suite E2, and we're on the same side. I say always near Sunny's. And then,
because guess who's up next?
Everybody knows where Sunny's is because mm-hmm. it smells so great.
Yeah.
And then our phone number is 850-530-1028. And then you can also look us up and learn more about us at www.awpensacola.com.
Okay, and what is the one thing that you would say to someone if they're sitting here right now thinking, maybe, maybe not, maybe, what would you say?
Just come in, talk to me. Yeah, and then we can just talk and I'll be honest, you know, if I can help you and what it needs to take, you know, mm-hmm. It doesn't hurt to ask. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. It's been a pleasure as always with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. That number one more time.
850-530-1028.
Thank you, Dr. Rebecca.
Thank you
for being here this morning.